August 5, covered by Christ's righteousness, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Philippians 3:9. Joshua, standing before the angel of the Lord with defiled garments, represents those whose religious life has been faulty, who have been overcome by Satan's temptations and are unworthy of God's favor. Today, human beings stand before God with defiled garments. All their righteousness is as filthy rags, Isaiah 64:6. Satan uses against them his masterly accusing power, pointing to their imperfections as evidence of their weakness. He points scornfully at the mistakes of those who claim to be doing God's service. They have been deceived by him, and he begs for permission to destroy them. But they trust in Christ, and Christ will not forsake them. He came to this world to take away their sins and to impute to them his righteousness. He declares that through faith in his name they may receive forgiveness and perfect Christ-like characters. They have confessed their sins to him and have asked for pardon. And Christ declares that because they look to and believe on him, he will give them power to become sons of God. Their characters are defective, but because they have not trusted in their own merits and excused their sins, because they have asked for forgiveness through the merits of Christ, the Lord receives them and rebukes Satan. Because they have humbled themselves, confessing their sins, he refuses to listen to the enemy's accusations. He has abundantly pardoned the penitent ones and will carry forward in them his work of redeeming love if they will continue to believe in him and to trust him. Those who, by divine grace, have gained the mastery over their faults are to teach others how to overcome, pointing them to the source of strength. To every converted soul is given the privilege of helping those around them who do not rejoice in the light in which he is standing. They also may know the joy that has come to him. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. John 1:12. They may take their place in the world as God's light bearers. Letter 173, August 5, 1903, to my dear brethren.